أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا
of Allah, the Jalsa Salana of Canada concluded last Sunday successfully. These gatherings also have their own atmosphere in which people from various society and from various sections gather with a common aim. Those who have a weak link with the Jamaat, but once they attend these gatherings, they find they have increased their link and devotion with the Khilafat and with the Jamaat. Then there are duties in different departments. And some of the departments are still functioning because of my stay here. And there are people of various natures who have no connection with the duties before the Jalsa, and they are giving duties during these gatherings which are different from what their engagement in their day-to-day life is. There are some who are well-to-do people who, serving the guest of the Jalsa, they feel a pride in doing so. Huzoor is wondering whether the sound is reaching everywhere else. Is asking whether it is the sound not reaching them or they are failing to understand the words. There is a lot of background noise. And Huzoor says that it was okay last Friday. What happened this time? Huzoor says that set it right and I will wait till you have sorted it out. Been told it's improved, but he said, I'll wait and improve it further. Okay, Hazur is now speaking. He says, I was mentioning that after the Jalsa is over, with the grace of Allah, the Jalsa concluded successfully. And Ahmadis who have weak link with the Jamaat, when they attend Jalsa, they develop a better link. And then I was mentioning about the duties that people from various sections of society come and do some work here. Huzoor has asked Sadr Sahib to go at the back and tell Huzoor whether the sound is clear. And with great passion and enthusiasm, they serve the guests.
اور اس لیے کہ آنے والے مہمان حضرت اقدس مسیح موعود علیہ السلام کے مہمان ہیں.
Mr. Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam and have come to listen to godly words. And there are many Ahmadis who live in the peace village adjacent to the mosque. I would rather say that nearly every house had offered their houses for the guests, and they felt pleasure in this. That Allah is enabling them to serve the guests of Jalsa. And beside that, there were many Ahmadi houses where the guests were staying and all were happily serving the guests. Maybe more guests came to Peace Village because I was staying here. In any case, these sites develop love and sincerity and also to love each other. And we see these sites because the Jamaat is linked in a chain and has a love and contact with the system of caliphate, and they are the one who sit and stand as the Khalifa indicates. And we do not see such sites anywhere outside Jamaat Ahmadiyya. The link of members with the caliph and the caliph's link with the members is beyond the conception of the worldly people. They cannot encompass it. Hazrat Khalifatul Masih III has said it truly, that the Jamaat and Khalifa is the name of one and the same body. In any case, the Jamaat link with the Jamaat, it rises more before man during these gatherings. And I am pleased that with the grace of Allah, Jamaat Canada is advanced in this link of devotion and sincerity, and may Allah continue to advance their link further. And this should not be a temporary, a result of temporary passion and excitement. You have always expressed the devotion and love. And when I had delivered a sermon on 23rd of May with reference to the 24th, I believe, May, on because of about the caliphate, I received most of the letters of devotion and of faithfulness and link with the caliph from Canada. May Allah so destine that these expression of love and devotion and claims are not because of just temporary enthusiasm and passion, but should last and should be eternal, and they should continue in your offsprings and your generations. You must remember that wherever there are loving hearts, there are also Satans who create mischief, which try to attempt to create gaps in these links, and therefore you must also be watchful of such people. You have to keep in view your surroundings, and where if you happen to hear any voice which is against the dignity and honor of the Jamaat, you should immediately tell the concerned officers, tell the Amir, tell me. Because sometimes apparently they are minor words, but they continue to develop within, and then they try to mislead the weak among them. The office bearers should also develop this habit that when they hear such talk, rather than looking at them superficially, they must investigate further or keep a watch over them. Once they've heard it, they must keep in mind and try to find out if it is spreading or they are continuing it. Tell Amir Sahab, and tell me also through the same link, that is through the Amir. As I said, sometimes you see a matter which is very minor or appears to be minor. It is because everyone does not know its background and perspective. Its roots are elsewhere. Therefore, you must never think of any mischief or conspiracy minor. If there is something which in your view is superficial and someone has uttered in anger, you can soon find out. And we try to remove these temporary complaints, and it should be removed by the office bearers. Office bearers should also give attention to such matters and listen to such matters. because not to give attention to this might make the office bearer and Jamaat be distanced from their responsibilities. If something is being talked about in gatherings, and then they are talking to try to spread mischief, you soon find out. In any case, whenever you hear such matters in which there may be a little expression and smell against the administration of the Jamaat, you must pay attention to it. Therefore, all the office bearers throughout the world, including Canada, and their Amirs, wherever they are, I would tell them, and you should do not try to enclose yourself in a shell where only those people surround you who want to say yes to everything what you say. Every Ahmadi must have an access to Amir and to every office bearer, so that the office bearers and the Amir have a direct link with the entire membership. There are sometimes even the young people give some knowledge and they give some wise thing which is not seen by older people or the experienced people. Therefore, never at any time you should ignore the words of the illiterate people or those who are too young, and you must give it full attention to whatever they say. Sometimes the young people have some questions in their mind, especially in this society and especially in the young man today. Such questions do rise, that why it is so and why it is not otherwise. Therefore, Khuddamul Ahmadiyya and Lajna Imaillah and the office bearers of the Jamaat should try to satisfy such young men and give them satisfactory reply, so that no mischief monger can use such thoughts. The office bearers of the Jamaat are not just to hold positions, but they have been appointed to serve the Jamaat. The administration of the Jamaat, which is the part of Caliphate, they are a link of the same. Every office bearer within its own circle, from Caliph of the time and from the administration of the Jamaat, is responsible to discharge the responsibility which has been given to him and allocated to him. Therefore, with much hard work, with honesty, by taking care of all requirement of justice, they should fulfill their duties and should count themselves among such office bearers whom people love. This is mentioned in a hadith that the Holy Prophet ﷺ said that the best chiefs of you are those who love you and you love them. You pray for them and they pray for you. So if following righteousness all the office bearers were to do their duty And when they have to make decisions, they should do with a clear mind, without inclining to any one direction. As I've said previously many times, that the righteousness is this, which is taqwa, that even if you have to bear witness against your own self or against your relatives, you should bear their witness, but fulfill all requirement of justice. Then such office bearers will become beloved of God, as it is mentioned in a hadith, and it is by Hazrat Abu Sa'id that the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, on the day of judgment, Allah will love among the people and will be near to him, will be the just ruler, and the most distance will be the unjust ruler. You are not rulers, but you have been given responsibilities, and within a circle you are a guardian. And these opportunities which you have been granted for service, they are not just for giving commands and orders. In the representation of the caliph, by fulfilling all the demands of justice, they are to serve people. About the duties of the caliph, Allah has mentioned in the Holy Quran, فَحْكُمْ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ بِالْحَقِّ وَلَا تَتَّبِعِ الْهَوَىٰ فَيُزِلَّكَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. That you should act among the people with justice and give verdict with justice and do not follow your own desires. That will take you away from the path of Allah and mislead you. And therefore, when the office bearers have been put trust by the caliph, the living caliph, and has hoped that they will fulfill their duty justly, because the caliph hasn't cannot reach to every individual member. So if the office bearer, which includes qazis and other office bearers, if they are not fulfilling their duties with all the requirements of justice, then they will be under the punishment of God. In my opinion, they are committing double sin. Firstly, that they are not doing their duty rightly, and secondly, they harm the trust of the caliph. In the by not bringing the right situation before the caliph as a representative, as I've just mentioned, this is the duty of the office bearers, that they must inform the living caliph everything they come across. Sometimes foolishly people say, and that includes some office bearers, that you must not convey everything to caliph and unnecessarily put him in trouble. And common people also say this, that don't write much of your troubles or whatever problems you are facing, do not write to the caliph. They say, are there enough, not enough worries and problems, and they are problems of the Jamaat, that we should worry the caliph further? Now, you must remember, in my opinion, these are all satanic thoughts. They are wrong thoughts. The direct command of Allah is for the caliph. And because of increasing the work, and as the work has spread out and has become too many, the living caliph has appointed his representatives so that they can help in the work. But fundamentally, the responsibility is of the living caliph. And once Allah has held the caliph responsible, then he is ever ready to help the caliph. because he had appointed him as a caliph, and so it cannot be that Allah should appoint a caliph, put responsibility on him, and then does not give him help and succor. Therefore, this concept is wrong, that you should not trouble the caliph. The forbearance which the caliph has and the courage he has to listen to others which Allah has granted him, or after the blessing of caliphate he continues to increase it, he does not give to anyone else. Therefore, all this Allah has to let the caliph carry out all this responsibility. Therefore, he increases his tolerance and his courage. Therefore, this is wrong to say, do not worry him. To let him suffer worry or to burden him is his responsibility. And therefore, those office bearers who have the thought that why should we worry the caliph, they should take such thoughts out of their mind. They should help me not to become sinful, and they should protect themselves not to become sinful. If for a reform you have to take an action to somebody important or holding high office, you must never care what will be the outcome. If the decisions are made based on righteousness and on taqwa and good, right motives, then Allah's help and succor will always back you. Otherwise, remember, if the Jamaat Ahmadiyya is a divinely appointed Jamaat and is certainly a spiritual and divinely appointed Jamaat, then Allah does guide it and will continue to guide it. We will overlook the office bearer's fault to some extent, but then either Allah will put this in the living caliph's heart, or through some other office bearer, Allah will take away the responsibility from an office bearer, or will deprive him of this service. Therefore, all office bearers using righteousness and basing themselves on righteousness, they must always do their duty. And none of your decision should ever be based on your selfish desires. May Allah enable all of them to do so. Ameen. The second matter I want to bring to the attention of the Jamaat is, as I mentioned earlier, that a large number of people do have, members do have a sincere and honest and faithful link with the caliph. But these claims of devotion and submission and link will be proved right when you will make these claims part of your life. Not that with a temporary enthusiasm you raise a slogan, and when there is a time to for continuation sacrifice, when you have to give sacrifice of your life and yourself, then you have mountains of difficulties before you. So, if you have claimed that you love caliphate for the sake of Allah, then the administration of the Jamaat, which is part of the system of caliphate, you must obey it fully and submit to it fully. The admonition which the living caliph give you to follow righteousness, and this is exactly according to the command of Allah, you must act upon it. The a verse of the chapter An-Nur, where Allah has promised to give the blessing of caliph previous verses say that you should submit to Allah and His messenger and obey them. And fear Allah and follow righteousness, only then you will have victories. Otherwise they are hollow claims that we will do this or we will achieve that. We will fight in front and we will fight behind you. In the previous verses Allah says, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَخْشَ اللَّهَ وَيَتَّقْهِ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. أَقْسَمُ بِاللَّهِ جَهَدَ أَيْمَانِهِمْ قُلْ لَا تُقْسِمُوا طَاعَةٌ مَعْرُوفَةٌ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. I missed few words in between. That those who submit to Allah and obey Him and fear Allah and be righteous, these are the people who will succeed, and they have sworn in the name of Allah. They say, do not swear, but obey the messenger. Certainly Allah is aware of what you do. So if these are only the claims, these are the claims, then the righteousness is that you should follow the commands of Allah. If this is your true claim and you are sincere, then you should do your duty to God and duty to His creatures. The admonition and the counsel I have given during these gatherings, you should try to act upon them and bring about spiritual changes within you, and show by acting on your pledge that you will follow every maruf decision, that is, which is good and right in the common sense. Otherwise, these claims are hollow. You can say verbally that we do this and that, and just say by the word of mouth, but remember that Allah knows your claims to their very depth. He knows the condition of your heart. He knows the reality of your words. Therefore, you cannot deceive God. So by keeping this fear of God in your heart, every Ahmadi should try to lead his life. And if you will lead your life this way, then your link with Caliphate will strengthen. And since this link will be for winning the pleasure of Allah, therefore Allah will continue to shower His blessings on you. Those who benefit from the blessing of Caliphate are those who do good deeds. So these good deeds are the link with the Caliphate is conditional on good deeds. Caliphate will last, this is the promise of Allah, but the link with the Caliphate will be only of those who will follow righteousness and do good deeds. If you were to examine, you will soon see that in the homes where they are irregular, where they are not irregular in performing Salat prayer, they have a closer link with the system of the Jamaat and the administration of the Jamaat. Those who are follow Allah's commandments and act upon them, they have a closer link with the Caliphate. And those who are irregular in their Salat prayers and the homes where they do not have that much enthusiasm to follow the commands of Allah. Despite being Ahmadi, they do not respect the administration of the Jamaat, they do not do their duty to their fellow human beings, they are the ones sitting in whose home, they sometimes do negative criticism about the living caliph. They consider themselves higher than the office bearers because they start about criticizing the office bearers, but then that leads to the caliphate. When a decision is made against them by the Jamaat, rather than seeking forgiveness from Allah, they start finding faults. Whereas this is the convenience provided to you because of the system of caliphate, that if someone feels that a decision has been made wrongly, they can bring this to the attention of the caliphate. And if after the decision is made, after wrongly or otherwise, it should be accepted, and they must not unnecessarily blame and find fault with the administration of the Jamaat, because such blames continue to go upwards. And you must keep this hadith in view that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, if because of their logical decisions or too much talk gets a decision from me whereas it is wrong, then he is putting himself in hell. He is making himself worthy of hell, and it is not unlikely that because of such action, Allah may continue him to suffer harm variously in this life also. He may get involved in various difficulties and problems. But as I have already mentioned about the to the office bearers, that they must take decisions keeping in view all the requirements of justice. But I tell the quarreling parties that you must have trust in them. And if your decisions are made against you, then leave the matter with God. And as it has been said in hadith, that let the other party fill his belly with fire. And rather than talking publicly, you should act upon the teachings of Promised Messiah, that despite being true, you should follow humility like those who are not true. May Allah enable everyone to do their duty to fellow human being. But here I want to mention something specially for the office bearers and amirs, that in the Western countries that I mentioned in my speech of Jalsa, that their domestic quarrels are increasing, and the quarrels and differences in the marriages are increasing, and this is that despite knowing about them, because of some restrictions, the administration of the Jamaat cannot take action. Because in certain situations, the civil law of the land, despite being not in the right, they give a right to people being a citizen of their country. So such people who throw their wives out of their homes without even considering what is the season outside, or what is the weather outside, and they don't even see that the mother in this weather has a young babe in her lap, in such situation, Jamaat should help such people. Even if they have to register such a case with the police, they should do it. They should not think that we can do as a Jamaat and mustn't take any other action. Of course, after that, if you can make a decision within the Jamaat, you can take the case back from the police. But initially, you must report to the police. Then those women who have no guardian because their parents are not here, they are living in strange homes, Jamaat should look after them. And Jamaat must provide a home for them and make all arrangements. As a lawyer, they should provide a lawyer. Of course, sometimes you can cover their fault, but such husbands, you should recommend me of taking an action against such husbands. Here, the Amirs in Canada and America must make such lists, and there are other Western countries also. They should find through Lajna, and they should restore the rights of these women. And if the rights are not being given and the administration of the Jamaat is not taking action, then such women should write directly to me. May Allah enable all of us to discharge our responsibility in the best possible way, and following righteousness enable us to become active members of the Jamaat, and we may be able to fulfill that aim for which Allah had appointed Hazrat Promised Messiah. You should bring about spiritual changes which Promised Messiah has expected from us. We should set good examples for others, so that with the good examples, the others can also attract towards us, and may Allah enable us through this to bring the whole world under the standard of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And therefore, for this, we will have to perfect our faith. If there is some crookedness in our thinking, we will have to remove it. Hazrat Promised Messiah says, it is the promise of God that when a man becomes a perfect believer, then he makes a distinction between him and others. Therefore, first should become believer. This can only be done that with the true aims of pledge, which is based on righteousness and spirituality, you must not mix it up with material needs. You should adhere to Salat and help others and do not harm anyone and advance in spirituality and in righteousness. And these are the expectations of Hazrat Promised Messiah with us. Whatever oppression is being done against people because of worldly matters, you should protect yourself. Righteousness will lead you to God, and it is also the cause and the source of attracting Allah's blessings. When you will attract Allah's blessings, then one of His greatest blessing and bounty which Allah has set in between us, with us, in us, of caliphate, you will be able to share in those blessings as well. If you say that you will be ready for all sacrifice for caliphate, but the action will be that somehow deceiving the caliph, we should speak, and Allah then also uses His law, and the oppressor, because of his oppression, can save himself, protect himself from the world. He can protect himself from Allah's creatures whose knowledge is limited, but he cannot protect himself from God. Therefore, each one of us should examine himself from this point of view. As the Promised Messiah says, how you should develop a virtue. He says nawafil, supererogatory prayer, that is optional extra prayer, will help for spiritual advancement. That whatever alms giving and charity he should give, he must do, and he should have a personal love to do everything, and not do something for show or pretense, and it should not be such. And his state shows his true sincerity and will create a true link with Allah. At that level, Allah becomes his tongue through which he speaks, he becomes his ears through which he hears, he becomes his hands through which he works. And therefore, every movement and silence or stationary situation is of God. And then whosoever is his enemy, he is enemy of God. Therefore, Promised Messiah says that you should have a personal love of anything good that you do. You should be doing that work with enthusiasm and not with show and pretense and not to deceive people. So this is the definition of doing virtue and follow righteousness. And once you will do such acts, then according to the promises of God, you will share in Allah's blessings and be His beneficiaries. And to be beneficiary of His blessings, there is a constant ongoing action which a believer must follow. May Allah enable all of you that because of the blessings that you have received in the last few days, you should make it part and parcel of your life forever. And in society, the hatred which is flourishing in some places, you should remove them. Hazrat, you should always keep the words of Promised Messiah in view, that as he had said, that fearing that my member of our Jamaat, by being my disciple, must not give me bad name. And then Promised Messiah says, our Jamaat should show something distinctive. If after pledge man goes and does not show any distinctive act, and he treats his wife the same as he did before, and he treats his household as he did before, this is not right. If he continued to be showing the ill behavior and character, then what is the use of taking pledge? So after taking pledge of Bay'ah, he should show such a model himself for his relations and for others that he is no longer what he used to be. So remember that if you would act properly, that it will influence others. May Allah enable everyone to carry out their pledge of honor, their pledge of Bay'ah, and we should always compete with others and excel in piety and do our duty to God and also do our duty to fellow human being. And this way, may Allah's protective shield be over us at all times. This is the last Friday I'm offering in my tour of Canada. Let me tell briefly that the devotion and the love and the sincerity which I have noticed in you and have felt in you, may Allah continue it for good. And the large majority of them is advanced in devotion and sincerity, and by their example and their influence, they should take their weak among them forward and should be protected against all mischief. May Allah protect you against all evil conspiracies. And may Allah also enable you that you should convey the message of Ahmadiyya, that is to Islam, to your region. And show the paths to lead to God, to the creatures of Allah. May Allah always give me glad tidings from you always. Khuda Hafiz. Assalamu alaikum.
ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله